gambler.
Did you know canine athletes have at least twice the athletic endurance of human athletes? That's why Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition formulated to help fuel your dog's natural athleticism. Join the Pro Plan Facebook page today for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog excel on his journey towards achieving greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
He has it, and the Cardinals are world champions from 2011.
Though the World Series has come and gone, the celebration will continue during the 2012 season with the Cardinals' new World Champions Ticket Packs. These five-game packs each feature a popular championship item giveaway day, plus a variety of great games throughout the 2012 season. Choose from the World Champions Ring Pack, Trophy Pack, the MVP Freeze Bobblehead Pack, and more. Ticket packs are on sale now. Get yours at Cardinals.com.
Need a holiday from the holidays? Make it a bowling night at Brunswick Zone XL in St. Peter's on Veterans Memorial Parkway off I-70 at exit 220.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Kohl's Last Minute Gift Sale is Thursday through Saturday at 6 p.m. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Details at Kohl's. Expect great things.
You know there's a birthday today? Diane Sawyer is 66.
Wow, she does look good for that.
She looks really good. You know who's going to look that way when she's 66? That Dawn Meadows Dixon. She can't hear me, can she?
No.
Okay, good. She's going to look that good when she's 66. I'm just telling you, she is. No, Diane
she's
Sawyer.
She's got a long way to go, though, before that.
Oh, she's got 30 years, yeah. That Diane Sawyer, she's so soft-looking. You know what I'm saying?
Does yeah, it's like sense? She's a soft focus. All
yeah,
the
like a cuddly, she's just cuddly-looking. Dawn's cuddly, too, but I don't think she appreciates talk like that, so I'm not going to say that.
Maybe it's cuddly's okay.
Time to find out what to go see or avoid seeing, and she's going to tell us that. Made possible by the Tool Belt Team. This is a terrific handyman service. Painting, carpentry, plumbing, electrician. You get the idea, electrical work, all that stuff and more. TheToolBeltTeam.com. Say good afternoon to the cuddly Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey,
Dawn.
Wow, such a compliment.
Yeah, well.
You know, Diane Sawyer, they have to soft focus. She does look beautiful. And, maybe a little Vaseline on the camera lens.
Well, I don't
know. Oh, that's old.
Hearing you say Vaseline just doesn't sound right to me. I don't know why.
I should know. You would turn that around. But a little soft focus never hurt anybody. But she is a beautiful woman. So
that,
thank you for that.
Is that a trick of the trade of the TV business,
yeah.
Vaseline on the lens?
Well, it's not really truly Vaseline, but there is a special lens. And some people, and she's one of them, request that lens to be shot with because she's probably got some lines and wrinkles. And yeah, every time you see Diane Sawyer, it's a softer
picture. It's a soft focus.
Yeah, and they can do that for you.
Barbara Walters. And also, you
don't they don't have one soft enough for Barbara Walters.
I need one with paint on it.
They need to put the lens cap on.
I think she's looking good, too. And the camera cannot shoot from below. You know, there's different angles in the lighting. And
I know.
Well, anyway, we could talk all night about it.
Watch the Entertainment Tonight, people. That's the best one. They like them from below. And it's like they're lit from the ground up. And they have
the umbrellas, they're like glowing.
Yeah, they have a whole different look to them
they
when they're
do.
On camera. So, what do you have for us?
Oh, wow. What don't I have? There are so many. I feel like I have seen so many movies, both at home and at the theaters. And there are really some good ones. Today, I want to talk about War Horse. This one opens on Christmas Day. It's Steven Spielberg. He is a busy man because, as you know, he had Tintin released. Motion capture film that was released. I'm going to talk about that next week. There's just too many to talk about before they open.
Can I stop and ask you a question? What is this? What's the Tintin deal? I know, no, Ren Tintin, but what's Tintin?
Okay, you know what? I think this is going to confuse a lot of Americans because, see, it was first released in Europe, and he's like Charlie Brown to us in Europe. And he's a little boy who is a newspaper boy who uncovers mysteries.
Who is? Tintin?
Tintin.
So I thought it was a dog.
It's like a comic strip over there.
I thought it was a dog.
I saw it so early. I don't like to read a lot before I go. I knew it was released in Europe. I knew it did really well there. And I, too, thought, well, it must be short for Rin Tin Tin. And I walk in the theater, and I see a dog, but the dog is called Snowy or Fluffy or something.
Well, this is the first I've ever heard that this is not a dog movie. I'm serious.
No, it's a little, it's a mystery. It's so well shot. I mean, Steven Spielberg, he is... We are so lucky to have a director in our midst like Steven Spielberg. He has turned out such jewels, and he continues to do so. And he's turning out two films a season. I mean, he'll turn out two films at a time. He's got Tintin, he's got War Horse, and these are not little films. These are huge films. And, you know, of course he did Schindler's List. And
Never heard of it.
List goes on and Saving Private Ryan.
Never heard of it.
And I'm going to talk about Tintin next week. I know We Bought a Zoo opens tomorrow, but a big film for Christmas Day, and I thought I have to talk about it before it opens.
All right, I'm going to say this because I don't think my wife is listening now. I hope she's not, because it'll ruin Christmas. But my Christmas present to her is I'm taking her to War Horse to see the movie.
Oh, wow. Good.
That's big. Yeah.
Wow.
She is going to be so excited.
Oh, man.
I bet she is, really... because... You know, I don't know if you've seen this. Have you seen it on Broadway, anybody?
No,
Broadway.
I don't go to Broadway. No, sorry, I don't go to Broadway.
Well, Frank, you're very well-traveled,
no, I'm not.
I figured.
No, I'm not. I can't stand Broadway. I've been to two Broadway plays. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Are you serious?
No, I'll tell you what I saw. I saw My One and Only with Tommy Toon.
Oh,
my goodness. I couldn't. I wanted
Tommy
to kill
too.
Myself. And I saw Lion King, which is a fantastic movie. But to go to Broadway to see it, I just thought, when is this going to be over?
And was it just adults in costume? Like
yeah.
Cat costume?
I just don't like Broadway.
Well, I saw it at the Fox, and it's, I'm sure, a similar show. It was really good. But, you know, you either like it or you don't like it. This was a book first, and then it was in London, and that's where Steven Spielberg saw it. And as soon as he saw it, he said, I got to make this into a movie. Then it went to Broadway. It's won the Tony Award. A lot of people I know have seen it. Some critics have seen it. I have not seen it on Broadway. So when I walked into the theater to see this, all I knew is what you know. And I was blown away. I was crying. I think your wife is going to love this, especially if you love animals.
I'm going to like it. I'm going to like War Horse because this looks like a tremendous movie.
Well, it's very sentimental. It's been criticized for that. But you know what? Steven Spielberg, I saw in an interview where he said, I don't care. There's a little bit for everybody. There's something for the kids. It's PG-13, but the only thing I can think of, the reason it's got the 13 rating, is because it is a war. It takes place during World War I. I didn't realize we had horses fighting in World War I.
I don't think a lot of people realize.
No, and when you see what they went through, and of course this is just based on a novel, but in the horse that plays the character in the movie, it's a real horse. Two horses actually are used for the film. His name is Joey, and the story is a young boy enlists into the military in England to fight in World War I after his beloved horse, Joey, is sold to the cavalry, because that's what they would do back then. They take the horses, the big horses that worked in the fields, and he had trained this horse. He then goes out to find his horse.
Hey, will you be mad if I correct you?
Oh, did I say something incorrectly?
You said Calvary. That's where Jesus was.
Oh, Calvary.
It's the cavalry.
Calvary.
No, cavalry.
You are right.
No, cavalry.
I've got Jesus on the brain because Christmas is around the corner.
That's right.
Well, I just don't want people to think you hate Jesus.
No, you're
right.
No,
you know, Jesus.
No, I did miss that. Thank you for catching that.
Wow.
That's a common mistake. Yeah, send in the cavalry. Yeah, it's cavalry, but that's
cavalry.
Okay. And by the way, you feel free to correct me if I make a mistake. So far, I never have.
No. But if I do, I was going to say, how do you correct
me? Well, it hasn't happened yet, but when it does, I want you to jump all over me.
Oh, yeah.
I literally want you to jump all over me. Yeah, I don't want you to correct me. I just want you to jump on me.
You'll jump all over me if I make a mistake.
Oh, I will. I will. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So Steven Spielberg is the director of this film. You've got John Williams doing the music, who did Star Wars and Schindler's List.
How much money must he be worth, John Williams?
Okay.
You watch the greatest movie scores in this country. Every time it's John Williams. That guy is unbelievable.
And I have to tell you, in this film, I closed my eyes and I thought, the music in this movie, he lives up to his name. It is absolutely beautiful. The cinematography is done by Kaminsky, who also worked with Spielberg on Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan. At one point, the sky is so golden. They do these beautiful escape scenes, and it's so golden, I thought, it reminds me of Gone with the Wind. Yeah. And I walked out, and another critic said the same thing, and I had just watched Gone with the Wind for the umpteenth time on television. Just beautiful sky scenes, masterfully done. Great story. You'll cry. You'll laugh. I loved it.
You know, when the NBC Nightly News comes on with Brian Williams, that dun 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 dun, mm-hmm. That's John Williams.
Wow.
He did that for NBC.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's his composition. I mean, this guy is just incredible. Yeah, War Horse, and I will say this, the Broadway play would be worth seeing just for those mechanical...
Oh, the puppetry. Horses.
That's unbelievable, yeah. The way they
did
that.
Yeah, because people
stuff.
Say that you believe that it's really a horse.
You forget
that's
it's not
well
a horse.
How well done it is. And when the people come out for the curtain call, I heard they're all the same size, all the guys working the horses.
Shorter.
Because
yeah,
they all sure. have to be the same size to be the legs and the front legs and the back legs.
Otherwise, right. You got a horse with one real long leg.
Yeah.
Tall
yeah.
guy, short guy. So,
he's falling off the stage.
So War Horse.
So War Horse is in my top five. It's in most critics' top 10. I just thought this is, in fact, I'm going to go back. I'm taking my whole family. We're going to go next week to go see it because I want to share this with my kids. I'm all over this.
All right, when does it open?
It opens Christmas Day.
Okay, how many?
Are we going to get a four?
ARDs.
Oh, gosh, no, you know.
Oh,
no,
come on.
I love it, but I have to say this. I still, George Clooney's movie, because it's just got, I don't know. To me, George, and I know Frank
George
doesn't
Clooney.
Agree with me.
Yeah.
George Clooney's movie, and critics are split. The L.A. critics went for The Descendants. The New York critics went for The Artist. The St. Louis critics went for The Artist. War Horse is always in everybody's top five, maybe because it's not edgy enough. It's not, you know, it's just a beautiful, big film. I'm giving it 3.5, but that is exactly what I gave The King's Speech, which won Academy Award, the Best Picture last year.
From
so
you, 3.5 from you is a
3
lot.
3.5 is great.
It's a lot.
I think everybody should go out and see it. We actually have a great pick of films this year, I think.
Here we go, 3.5. Here they come.
All right, Dan.
All right,
Merry
I'm not
Christmas,
going to,
everybody.
I'm not
Merry
ever
going
to forget what you said. If you make a mistake, I can jump on
hey,
you.
Hey, let's not bring it up again.
All right, Dan. Talk to you later.
Bye,
all right,
everybody.
Goodbye. Yeah. There she goes, Dawn Meadows Gibson, who gave me permission to jump on her.
I heard it.
You heard it. We have it recorded, too. War Horse.
So embarrassing.
War Horse. 3.5. We, you know what? We're working on it.
We are working.
We'll get her down to our level. We'll bring her down. Don't worry. Brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. TheToolBeltTeam.com is the website. A terrific handyman service. How are we doing on time? We okay? I think we got a little time, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Play a little bit. Grab your telephone. Give us a call. We'll be happy to talk with you. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888. Oh, you know what? You want to do it? You want to do Reindeer Rock? Let's just do it.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay now for that
phone
email that you
yeah,
got? Or
forget
got
the phone calls because
oh, we did
folks,
we did.
All phone calls are being pushed back because once a year and only once a year, and because of the flood of requests that come in. Now, Dan, do you briefly want to give them the short version of the story behind Reindeer Rock, how you started singing Reindeer Rock? It's pretty much your signature song.
Yeah, and it's a song that my mom had when it was on a compilation album when we were kids, and we would play it over and over and over
again.
And
I don't
again.
Think I'm the only person that says this, that outside of you singing it, I've never heard
no.
of Reindeer Rock.
No.
So I don't know what this record is.
My mom used to work at KWK Radio and TV a long time ago. And she had this album, a Christmas album that no one wanted, so she brought it home, and we ended up wearing this thing out.
Didn't we discover that she did it with Terry Daly's mother? I mean, his dad?
His dad, oh. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we're half brothers or something.
Wow.
So you have the business in your blood.
Yeah.
And you were bred.
Oh, I do.
You were bred for this business.
I do. And I ended up singing this on the Phillips and Wall show to become a Phillips and Wall singer.
You know, I remember them.
This was before
they're
I
dead,
was in
aren't
radio.
They? Are they
I think
dead
so.
Now? Aren't they dead?
I think one
I think
of them is.
Dead.
I think Phillips is.
Yeah. I think he passed away. Yeah. So
we shouldn't do that. His mother listens to our show.
Oh, that's right.
It's a,
yeah.
It's
we're kidding, Mrs. Phillips. I think
as
he's
far
okay.
as we know,
we
he's
think
very
he's okay.
healthy.
We think he's okay.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
I heard him this
so,
morning.
So, okay, so it's Wall who's dead.
Yeah.
So, I guess we need no more explanation. It's a song about a reindeer.
Yeah, it's Reindeer Rock.
Uh-huh.
And,
are we doing this a cappella this year? You didn't bring your back...
your background
track.
Don't
you usually have music to play? Don't you have a CD?
I thought you had it.
Do I have? I do have it. It's in the car. I don't
oh,
remember.
Oh, good grief.
I don't remember. Did I bring the music in last
yeah,
time?
Yeah, you sang along with the song.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's okay. We can do it a cappella.
You know what? Here's how good you are. You don't need it.
No.
Yeah, you don't need
no,
it.
No, we don't need it.
And he's asked us to be the background singers here, so
yes.
We'll do our best. Okay, anytime.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Look up there in the air. Do you see what I see? It's Santa Claus and his reindeer. But they ain't what they used to be.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Santa Claus is singing while his sleigh bells are ringing and the wind is really blowing and they're going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock.
Rock, rockin', rockin', rock, rockin'. Rockin',
rockin', rockin', rock, rockin'. Dig that crew in the blue, delivering Christmas loot. Old Santa's sporting a crew cut. With his beard and his bright red suit.
Hey!
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Santa Claus is singing while the sleigh bells are ringing and the wind is really blowing and they're going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock.
Rockety rockin', rock, rockin'.
Okay, change keys.
Rockety rockin', rock, rockin'.
Look up there, I declare old Santa's really hip.
Yeah.
Old Santa's right up to date now. He's got a trumpet instead of a whip.
Hey!
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Santa Claus is singing while his sleigh bells are ringing and the wind is really blowing and they're going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock.
Rock, rockin', rock, rock, rockin'.
Wow.
I want to thank my backup singers, Frank, Tina, and
now what will
Buddy.
Happen, and I want to address it, I want to head this off now. No recording available. People are going to wonder, where can I get a copy?
No, copies of that.
No.
We cannot. It's a copyright infringement thing.
Yeah,
we can't distribute that. No.
I don't want to see that on YouTube.
I know you want it. I know you'd love to have it. Play the car. Can't do it. You just have to tune in again next year for Reindeer Rock with Dan Strauss.
Who's the group in the blue? They're all dressed in blue? Is that the elves with them?
No. Dig that crew in the blue. That's up in the sky.
Oh,
the
they're
blue
up in
is
the
air. Sky.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
up,
he's in a sleigh.
But it's not blue. It's night. It would be black. Look at that crew in the black.
Well, maybe they were.
What do you have in your sack?
Yeah. There, thank you.
It what do you have
rewritten.
In your sack?
It needs to be rewritten.
Santa's sack?
Dig that crew in the black. What do you have in your sack?
Santa, why do you always grab your sack?
We writing a new song?
Yeah. I think ours is going to be better. Oh, man. And you know what? I was not in the Christmas spirit.
No.
And now that
does
it. That's like flipped a switch for me.
It always does it for me, too.
I am now it's Christmas.
Either that or indigestion.
A little bit of gas.
Just on the way in today, I thought, why am I not feeling like it's Christmas?
Reindeer
and then
rockin'.
That song changed everything.
Rockety rockin'.
Now I feel like just giving, you know, going out and being merry and stuff. Thank you, Dan. You changed my whole season for me.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
I said earlier that I made a stop today and did about 75% of my Christmas shopping, and I did at First Community Credit Union. You know, you go get these gift cards. My wife went and got a bunch of them, and they're made specially to put a dollar bill or a check or something in. And so that's what I did. I got a bunch of those and gave some people some money or bills or checks or whatever, and nobody returns them. One size fits all. Everybody can use them. It is the perfect gift. Now, you can certainly do that anywhere. Any banking institution has, you know, checks, cashier's checks, or bills. But we do our banking at First Community Credit Union. We want to thank them as we get to the end of this year for another tremendous year of supporting this station and another year of making. Now, here's what's going to happen Saturday. I was going to say another year of making the yard sale possible. I'll bet you that a week from this Saturday, you'll be hearing people on the yard sale going, yeah, I got this new, you know, stuff they got they don't want. They don't want, so they're going to sell it at the garage sale. So that might be a real good day to listen. It'll be a week from Saturday. And then, of course, this Saturday you may be a little short on cash. This would be a good day to sell some stuff to recoup some of the cash that you've gone through buying things for the holidays. Food, toys, gifts, whatever. Yard sale is on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. The exclusive sponsor is First Community Credit Union, a terrific place to bank, and the proof that we believe that is that we all do our banking there, and many of us have for many, many, many years. So Merry Christmas from the folks at First Community Credit Union. If you would even consider changing your bank, well, changing from wherever you're banking now to First Community Credit Union, you might want to start here, firstcommunity.com.
With your gold and Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. We've got a new crash now. It's on Gravois right over Highway 270 that's got some lane blockage there. We also have southbound 170 traffic stop and go from Olive through 4270 from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 4064, that's heavy from Vandeventer through McCausland, 270 through Mason. Going to find it slow as you approach the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40 downtown, that's slow Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound 70, that stacks up from Grand to 10th Street. This traffic report is brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside, so come into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more coats and more brands than Burlington Coat Factory. Brag about it. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving you a 13th day with a bonus grand prize. A prize pack worth $1,250. Today, go to KTRS.com to register for the grand prize, but you only have until midnight to do so. The grand prize winner will be announced the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win the $1,250 prize pack containing a $250 gift card from each one of our sponsors. The new Golf Discount, your hometown golf store at golfdiscountstl.com. Lordo's Jewelers, your family's jeweler for life. True Clean Carpet, truly the best. Hare Marquette Lodge, worlds apart, minutes away. And Stonewater Spa at Plaza Frontenac. The 12 days, that's the 13 days of Christmas. Our present to you from the Big 550, KTRS.
When you're on the retirement highway, do you worry if you have enough gas in the tank to finish the trip?
Mark Allen, the host of Retirement Income Answers, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KTRS.
You know, retirement's a long way to go without a paycheck. And regardless of your current savings, many worry about running out of gas on the retirement highway. And nobody wants to run out of gas. At Income Planners of America, we help people retire comfortably with financial security. And we've been doing it for over 25 years. We've helped a lot of families, and we can help you too. If you're tired of the volatile market fluctuations and are looking to create and protect a dependable retirement income, conservative solutions do exist. Give me a call and set up your initial consultation. There's no cost. I'll come to your home or office and I'll show you how to enjoy a financially secure retirement. Don't wait until it's too late. 314-454-9700. 314-454-9700. Visit the website, IncomePlannersOfAmerica.com. Make sure you have enough gas in your tank for your retirement journey.
In today's economy, we're all watching every penny. And yet, utility companies have tried to hike electric bills.
When I heard our electric company was planning to raise our utility bills, I felt helpless. My income wasn't growing, and I knew it would be pointless to pick a fight with a major company on my own.
Fortunately, AARP, the largest consumer advocate in the country, brought together members to fight back, and as a result, helped save Missouri residents nearly $225 million.
AARP provided information that gave me the confidence to speak up. Other ratepayers and I attended regular utility rate meetings in our town to voice our concern. It made me feel as though I did have some control and ended up making a huge difference.
With a resource like AARP, voices can be heard, allowing Missourians to take action on the pocketbook issues that affect everyone. Visit aarp.org/MO. AARP Missouri. The power to make it better.
Hi, sweetie.
She's always there for you. So this year, give her the gift of relaxation. Luxurious relaxation at Stonewater Spa Salon and Boutique in Plaza Frontenac.
Oh, yeah.
Stonewater Spa Salon and Boutique is an 11,000 square foot sanctuary. Purchase any spa package and receive a free gift card. Stonewater can also accommodate your special event, a girls' night out, corporate event, or private parties. And right now, Stonewater has lots of perfect boutique items and stocking stuffers.
Thank you.
Stonewater Spa, Salon, and Boutique is located in Plaza Frontenac. For more, go to stonewaterspa.com.
There's nothing as comfortable as a great pair of shoes.
Until they wear out.
Cobblestone Quality Shoe Repair can give those shoes a new lease on life at a cost far less than a new pair. They use the best materials and craftsmanship to do the best job for every repair. And if it's a new pair you want, Cobblestone Quality Shoe Repair carries 6 lines of fine quality men's footwear, including Allen Edmonds. Cobblestone Quality Shoe Repair is located at 8855 Ladue Road, Suite J in Ladue, and 1718 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield. For all they do, go to cobblestonesherepair.com.
G&W Sausage Company has been a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Cousins Gerhard and Bob Wanninger learned the process of making the finest Bavarian sausage from their dads, using the same secret recipes that grandfather created in his native Germany. G&W's retail shop is open Wednesday through Saturday, where you can choose from over 30 different varieties of Bavarian sausages and shop for imported items, unique gift sets, or purchase a G&W gift certificate. You can't beat G&W meat. 4828 Parker Avenue off Kings Highway. For more, go to gwsausage.com.
Wouldn't it be great to play on somebody else's money? Well, Happy New Year! At Casino Queen, 12 people every hour from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. will win up to $24,000 in Royal Free Play on New Year's Eve. Bring in the new year and get in on the action at Casino Queen. Win Royal Free Play and play on us for the entire year of 2012.
Casino Queen!
See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Beauty World practically invented the full-service salon. It's a hair salon, a spa, a tanning salon, and a retail center that beats anyone on price. As much as 10 to 20% on professional name brand products. You can choose a generic gift card for any amount, and she can spend it on any Beauty World service. From a rose petal soft glow sea salt scrub and body exfoliation to a new hairstyle, our products and tanning.
Three convenient locations. Beauty World, a world of beauty under one roof. Online at beautyworldsdl.com.
Protect yourself and those around you by getting your flu vaccine. It's your best defense against the flu. Everyone 6 months of age and older should get a yearly flu vaccine. It will protect you all season long.
This is Missouri Governor Jay Nixon. Stay in the game, get vaccinated, and help us tackle the flu.
To find flu vaccine locations near you, go to mo.gov and click on the flu vaccine locator. A message from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Well, a look here, Jack is jumping down the track. He got a rhythm in his feet, but nothing.
Hey, Wayne Newton.
He's a boogie woogie Santa Claus.
I tell you, he's good.
The boogie woogie Santa Claus.
It's no wonder he is the king of Mr. Las Vegas. That Wayne Newton. Would you like to talk to us? Sure, you would. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I have a very quick suggestion while Dan takes your calls. If you don't have any money, and a lot of people don't, and you want to do something that'll make you feel like you've given somebody something, why don't you stop at a nursing home or a hospital and go in and just sit down in a room with somebody and chat with them, because there are a lot of people who don't have anybody, and it would thrill them to death to just have somebody to talk to. So just go in there and say, what's your story? Tell me about your story. Tell, you know, especially some of the older people who, they don't have anybody left. Some ladies in nursing home, her husband's gone, or the guy's wife is gone, and they like to tell stories. They like to tell about their lives, but somebody has to listen. I was in a hospital years ago, and there was a woman in there who she had some serious dementia or Alzheimer's, and she thought I was her son, and I was young enough to be her grandson. She was easily in her 80s, real frail, mind half gone, and I was just kind of walking in a couple of rooms saying, you know, hello, and when I walked in, it was weird because, you know, the other people would, I'd say, can I come in, and they'd say, yeah, so I'd just sit down and introduce myself and they'd talk, but she was, I'm so glad to see you. And I thought for a minute, maybe she knows me. She thought I was her son. And she starts asking me about your family members, and how's my job? And I just went along with her. Mm-hmm. I said, it's fine. It's fine, Mom. And it thrilled her to death. She thought her son was visiting her. Maybe her son was dead or didn't talk to her, or maybe he had just been there the day before. It didn't matter. Didn't matter. She thanked me. Thank you so much for coming. Say hi to Kathy, whoever that was. I guess it was supposed to be my wife or something. Pretty sad. But you can do that. It doesn't cost anything to do that. Kids, I don't know which kids don't have anybody. I don't know. You know, I tend to think that most kids in the hospital have parents or
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, they may not want a stranger walking in.
Yeah, that's a little tougher. But older people, we in this country, we ignore. You know, there are some countries where older people are considered like royalty.
Oh, the Asian countries.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They are honored and respected.
Wise. And
we just kind of go, yeah, that old guy.
Get out of the way, old man. You shouldn't be driving a car.
A lot of them would give anything if they could drive a car. I think something else you could do. There's a place called DeGrief. It's a hospice center over by St. Anthony's. And everybody in there is going to die. They're all going to die. It's a hospice. You go in there and just, you know, sit down, have a conversation, talk to somebody. Just a thought. It doesn't cost you anything to do that. Here is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
Hey, one of the hot items this Christmas is those blankets with the sleeves.
Oh, the Snuggies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when I was growing up, that's a brand name, but when I was growing up, a Snuggie was when somebody snuck up behind you and grabbed the back of your underwear, pulled it up.
I thought that was a wedgie.
Well, wedgie's when they jam their hand in your crack.
Oh, no. Hang on.
Wait a minute.
I don't know who your friends were.
Your friends.
I've heard Snuggie.
If you had a friend jamming his hand in your crack.
That was an add-on. That was like an upside.
An add-on.
Nobody ever jammed his hand in my crack.
Yeah.
Ever.
No, wait a minute. A Snuggie's when they just pull up the underwear. A wedgie's when they jam their hand in there, too.
Well, again, I've never had anybody jam. Yeah. If a guy jammed his hand, it would be called a sluggie because he'd get slugged.
Well, wait a minute. Wouldn't you think if there's people out here like me that knew it as a Snuggie, you'd be hesitant to put that on your Christmas list because it could be misinterpreted? So, well, sure, he wants a Snuggie.
Well, I guess you got a point. If you know that term as something else, maybe that's not the best name for that product.
Let me ask you this. Why do they call something like a Snuggie? Why do they call it a practical joke? Because if you're getting a Snuggie, it's sure nothing practical about it.
No, I agree. It's not funny.
Joke's
supposed to be funny.
What if you added a ski mask to the Snuggie and you could call it the Thuggie?
You got to...
Steve, are you a professional comedian?
Steve's been into the egg.
You are, aren't you? You're a professional comedian, aren't you?
There's a new one now. It's almost like a zip-up footy pajamas, and the name of the product is Forever Lazy.
Oh, yes.
It's the greatest thing. It has a hood and everything.
I love that.
Yeah.
If you bought the small size, they could call it the wedgie.
Steve's still on the wedgie thing. He's still stuck on the snuggy wedgie thing. He loves that wedgie stuff. Well, Steve, have a Merry Christmas, and appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
There's no question. He's a professional.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
What was the cell phone company that you had mentioned about, because someone had
Jitterbug.
Called? Jitterbug.
For the older people?
Yes.
It's not a phone company. It's a phone.
Yeah, Jitterbug.
Great Call is the service, but Jitterbug is a tremendous phone for older people or anybody who just wants a phone to be a phone. And not 65 other things. Mike, how are you?
Oh, I'm AM into PM.
Oh, good for you.
And I'm also sliding down the razor blade of life.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Wow. Man.
I heard you talking to Don a little earlier about movie scores.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't a movie. It was a TV series years ago. It was called Victory at Sea.
Okay.
Do you remember ever seeing that?
It rings a bell barely.
If you ever get a chance, buy the set. I think Richard Rodgers wrote the score.
Wow.
For it.
That's big time.
And you can just imagine the ocean and waves.
From the music,
yeah.
Well, you know what? Westerns. You hear a good Western theme, it sounds like Western.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean...
Well, yeah.
Magnificent Seven or Big Country and all. Yeah, they had, and the Rifleman and those TV shows, that music, those guys like John Williams, they know how to take the right instruments and put you in a part of the country or a period of time. It's incredible. Yeah.
And, that's half the movie.
Is the music.
Is the music.
Yeah, I agree. No, if you've ever... I saw a special one time, and they showed movies. I mean, well-known movies, and they took the music out. It ruined the movie.
Oh, some Alfred Hitchcock movies, like North by Northwest.
You know, when the real suspense part. Jaws. Take the music out of Jaws. Yeah. It's not nearly the movie. Okay. Yeah. No, it's a huge part of any movie.
Oh, thanks, Frank, for putting me on the air.
Well, Mike, thanks for going on the air.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
You too.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
What a nice bunch of... I've worked at a bunch of radio stations. I don't know that I've ever been anywhere where there were this many nice people. There were some nice people at the other stations, but there were a lot of jerks, too. Not here. Hello, Adam. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are.
Hey, I was going to tell you, ask you, I have a suggestion for you, the guys with the... I forgot what I was going to say. I've seen the 12 Pains of Christmas. I've seen it on a YouTube video.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really, really good. And I give it 4 All Right Dans on that one because...
All Right Dans?
Yeah.
Okay, that's close enough. That's been around for a long time, hasn't it?
It's been out for a while, and you can see all these different people, and it's like Legos and... One is Ernie from Sesame Street, and when he says, "Hate spending time with your in-laws," but I'm just
that was very
really
good.
That's a good Ernie.
Yeah, that's very good, Adam.
Thank you.
All right,
you gotta check it out on YouTube.
Okay.
And try to rehearse it for next year's performance.
Don't tell us what to do. Thank you, Adam.
Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Let's address this "All Right Dan" thing. Yeah. It's "All Right Den." And it comes from Reggie McDaniel and Carl in Sling Blade when he says, "All right, Dan."
All right, Dan.
What he's saying is "All right, then," but he says "Den." All right, Dan. It's amazing, though, how many people write me, they'll email me, and they go, "Oh, yeah, all right, Dan." Yeah, it's Den, but I understand how it can sound like
Dan. It would be fun to do that little skit thing. Remember when you guys did the
Christmas... We played the parts of Scrooge.
Christmas Carol.
We did a Christmas Carol. That was, and then we did It's a Wonderful Life, right?
We should do that next year. We don't have time now, but we should do it next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
The problem is, from the time you produce it to you air it, half the people could be fired from the show.
That's right.
That's the problem.
Two of the characters aren't even here anymore, but we should do it again. That's a good idea.
Okay.
But we have to decide, is it going to be Christmas Carol or It's a Wonderful Life? I think Wonderful Life. What else would you do? What would the other choice be, really?
I don't know.
Those are the two well-known, George Bailey and then Scrooge, and I can't even come up with a good third candidate. I think it almost has to be those. Another quick hit with Keith here, then we'll get Bill Cleveland in here. Hello, Keith. How are you?
Merry Christmas.
You too.
I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, I hope Dawn's still listening, or she might want to run for the hills, but she better grease up and go buy some whipped cream and hot fudge, because she's wrong. You're going to be able to ride her like Seattle Slough, Frank.
What?
Wrong about what?
She said they used 2 horses in the movie.
They used more than 2.
Yeah.
That was a Mike Evans pop
quiz.
Didn't they,
quiz, didn't they use 4? No.
I know for a fact because, one, I saw it last night on TV, but my uncle has worked for Spielberg for over 30 years.
Whoa! So what they use, 4, 5, 6, 7 horses?
I think it was 7.
Yeah, no, 8.
8 horses.
Two were almost identical, where they didn't barely have to do any makeup on them whatsoever, but the other 6, they had to paint the medallion, on the
forehead.
Sarah Jessica's face's forehead.
Sarah Jessica,
And also the socks had to be painted because not all of them had had the same matching socks.
Wow.
And the 2 were riders. The other one, the other 6 were used where some of them could run without a rider, some could jump, and some could, oh crap.
Some could crap.
No rider. You know, something else.
The point is, it wasn't two, it was eight. We will. We will take this. We'll take this up with her.
Man.
Well, they do that thing where they stand up, too.
Rear up?
Yeah, rear up. Yeah.
I don't go for that greasing up part.
All the other six were pretty much stunt horses.
Yeah. Well, we'll take care of this. We will talk to her about this.
Rutherdale gone.
Thank you. Thank you, Keith. She's not going to run from it. She's going to welcome. She's going to welcome me coming after her for that. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are with Stiefel Nicholas. Do you have $25,000 or more? If you do, where do you have it? What are you doing with that money? You taking care of that yourself? You investing that yourself? You got a company that does that for you, the place where you work, your 401k? What if you leave there? What if you have to take that money and you only have a certain amount of time to roll it over? You have to pay taxes on it. And that's the stuff that you need to know. And add to that another 1,000 things you need to know that you and I don't know, and that's why there are people like Mark and Jason with Stiefel Nicholas, because that's what they do, that's what they study. They can tell you all those rules, what kind of time limits you have to take certain money and move it into something else when it's moved from the first place. And they can also help you add money to the money you already have invested, and by that I mean almost everybody pays too much taxes. We pay too much in taxes. The really smart, wealthy people know enough about the tax laws and have people who work for them who know enough that they know how to avoid paying taxes. Not illegally. They just know how to get taxes deferred or sometimes invest where there are no taxes at all. So the more money you can get from your money in terms of growth and the more money you can add to that money, the better off everybody is. And it's not just about retirement. People shouldn't think like that. A lot of stuff happens to you before you retire. Trust me. You'll see, peon. Things come along. People in the family that need something. Maybe there's something really special you have an opportunity to do. Maybe you get a chance to invest in a business and you want to grab some cash. You want to have the money to do that if the opportunity comes along. So it's not just about retirement. It's from here, from right now till you're gone. Planning is the key. It's the key. It's always been the key. It's the difference between the people who have a great life and people who are constantly wringing their hands and just getting by. Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, markandjason.com.
With an update on your afternoon commute, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Timothy?
Thanks a lot, Tina. They're still working with this accident. It's on westbound Gravois, just on the overpass at 270. You've got two lanes that are blocked right now. You also have some ramp restrictions from southbound 270 onto Gravois. On the other highways, southbound 270, that's running stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170, that's from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, slow Kings Highway through McCausland. Heavy again from Lindbergh out through Mason. You're going to find some slow pockets from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70 looks like it's slowing in areas between Zumbel all the way out through T.R. Hughes. And eastbound 270, that's stop and go midway between 370 and McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. It's the holiday sale at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off. Spectacular savings on brand names you love. Famous Footwear. Make today famous. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Timothy Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business. NHC has been providing a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living, as well as skilled nursing since 1971. Providing our community's quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. If you have questions about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit us at one of our five locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town and Country, and St. Charles. Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. NHC, care that respects the individual, care that promotes recovery, care that is our business. Remember, visit nhccare.com. NHC, caring in a better way, day by day.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change. And that's why I say go to our website at thomasstairs.com, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland!
Anthony!
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Bill.
Well, you know what today is? It's the winter solstice.
Yep,
solstice.
That's right.
Solstice. The shortest day of the year, not to be confused with Thanksgiving with your relatives, that'd be the longest day of the year. Mm. Those confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
Awkward silence, as already. Hugh Hefner now claims that the Lindsay Lohan issue of Playboy is breaking sales records. Hef says they're outselling every other magazine, which is appropriate for Playboy, you know, beating off the competition.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Can you say that?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think you can.
I don't think so.
I think you
can. And an NYU professor is suing NYU, saying he was fired for giving actor James Franco a D. Franco had missed 12 of 14 of his classes. The professor called Franco disinterested and an underachiever, which is the same thing you heard after he hosted the Oscars.
Also.
Yep. Was it like the worst?
It was the worst. Yeah.